From Washington, this is VOA News. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in northern Iraq on Friday has killed at least 11 people, while six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed earlier during similar attacks in the city of Kirkuk. Several explosions were heard coming from a police compound, and gun battles followed shortly after. Video aired on local TV showed black smoke rising from the compound, and automatic gunfire could be heard in the background. The Islamic State group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Also in Iraq, in the fight for Mosul, the Iraqis and Kurdish forces continue to advance on Mosul faster than expected. The fight will not be easy, though. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The group has built several defenses along the way, including a patchwork of tunnels meant to allow IS fighters to move around without being detected by coalition aircraft. Military officials say they expect Islamic State to fight with a conventional defense in Mosul until they lose the city. After that, they say, Islamic State will act more like an insurgency. As thousands flee the fighting areas around Mosul, experts caution Iraqi and coalition forces to remember the lessons learned from the last Iraq war, which left Iraq politically unstable and led to a degradation of security. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A powerful earthquake has hit western Japan. A 6.6 magnitude quake struck Tottori on the west coast of Japan Friday afternoon. The earthquake's severe shaking caused power outages to tens of thousands of homes. There were no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. Meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. This is VOA. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Turkey on Friday, where he plans to urge Ankara to respect Iraqi sovereignty. Carter will meet with top Turkish political and defense officials. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as Washington is growing increasingly worried about tensions surrounding the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second city, but the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish military involvement, and the U.S. fears tensions between the two countries could lead to the end of an agreement that is keeping rival sectarian and ethnic militias out. Following American criticism of extrajudicial killings in the Philippines, polls and interviews show that Filipinos largely continue to support U.S. military aid, despite a string of anti-America comments from their president, Rodrigo Duterte. Some worry about his proposal for an alliance with China in light of a territorial dispute. Duterte said Thursday he would separate from the United States both militarily and economically, but a new survey this week from the Philippine-based nonprofit group Social Weather Stations shows that some of the highest trust ever for the United States. People say they still want help from the U.S. in resisting Muslim rebels as well as Chinese vessels off its west coast. The Russian national, who is accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets, was arrested earlier this month in Prague. His name is Yevgeny Nikulin. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained October 5th in downtown Prague in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. This according to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Current Time TV program. Current Time's investigation uncovered Nikulin's Instagram account displaying a taste for luxury cars and jewelry and a digital trail that led through Belarus and Poland to the Czech Republic in the weeks before the Prague arrest. A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said that the Russian foreign ministry and the Russian embassy in Prague are actively working with Czech authorities to prevent the extradition of a Russian citizen to the United States. President Barack Obama says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's insistence that the election is rigged against him is no laughing matter. During the final presidential candidates debate Wednesday night, Trump declined to pledge that he would accept the election results. His statement conflicted with promises made just hours earlier by his vice presidential running mate, senior officials of his campaign, including his own daughter, Ivanka Trump. President Obama said that when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our election, that undermines our democracy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.